Natasha Renault with you on BFBS, the Forces Station. And it's very exciting because Simon Ricks from the Kaiser Chiefs is joining us to chat about their new album and upcoming tour. It's great to have you with us. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
I'm glad that you're still releasing new music. So let's talk about the latest single, Burning in Flames. What's it about? Because it's got a really reflective vibe to it.
Kind of about being in a band for 20 years, and sometimes you feel like you've had enough and you want to kind of throw it in the bin and do something else. And then you realise, well, actually, this is pretty good. It's a pretty good life. I actually, the other day, did a little sort of thing with some music students at university. Then as part of it, they were like, oh, do you want to play a song? And I was thinking, no, not really. But then, okay, fine. So then I played I Predict a Riot with a load of like 18-year-olds. And I was like, I love this. And I was like, I absolutely love this. But you sometimes just need someone to remind you that you love it. Like any job, I think, or anything you do a lot, you can get to a point where you're like, oh, I don't like that, or I'm bored of it, or whatever. Kind of about that.
But it's nice even then that the 18-year-olds are like, yes, let's have you play. Because, I mean, they are really incredible songs. And, you know, this album, you worked with Nile Rodgers on Kaiser Chiefs Easy 8 album. What was it like to have him involved?
Yeah, well, that was special, and also kind of the catalyst, I guess, because we made an album, 2019 was the last album. Then obviously there was COVID. But in COVID, we were, I think, strange, because obviously it was worrying about whether or not we'd be able to do gigs again and all that kind of thing. But also, we never have a break, Kaiser Chiefs. We've never done that thing that all of the bands do where they go like, oh, we're going to have 2 years off and then we'll see you in 5 years or whatever, yeah? We've always just kept touring, kept making records. So like having that forced time off was quite good. But before COVID, Niall had expressed an interest in working with us. Niall and Amir were like, they were the people who kind of persuaded us that we should make an album, really.
Oh, I'm so glad they did, because it is so good. And do you know what? I think we should play your latest single. So this is Kaiser Chiefs, Burning in Flames, on BFBS, the Forces Station. We can go out burning. Natasha Renault with you on BFBS, the Forces Station, and we are catching up with Simon Ricks from Kaiser Chiefs, who have a new album out, and we've just heard their latest single, Burning in Flames. Now, I know that Nile Rodgers obviously got involved in the new album, but I also heard that Vic Reeves has been involved in the album as well.
Mm. Mm. No one else has mentioned that, actually, and I had slightly forgotten. Yeah, he drew the eight. You know, it's called Easy Eight, right? So the idea was to do things easily, you know, like, so like not think about things too much, you know, make decisions on the spur of the moment and just, and then not worry if they're right or wrong and write songs that we love and all this kind of thing. But when it comes to the album cover can sometimes be stressful. There's like designers involved and everyone's got opinions on which one they like, which one they don't. And then I think it was Ricky who said they just wanted a big eight, basically. And then it's like, well, we could just ask Dick Reeves to draw a big eight. And then he did it and we got it. And we're like, yeah, it's good. And that was it. It's a really good example of like how we sort of went about making the record.
And you're going out on tour in April. So what are you looking forward to? Because it's just a small amount of gigs. So this is going to be a really intimate, you know, we need to get our tickets now sort of thing.
Yeah, I think it's mostly sold out, apart from there's a couple of bits like Wolverhampton. I think there's a couple of tickets left. But the idea was we were going to, like, usually, last few tours of the UK, we've just done, like, arenas. So we'd do, like, O2 and Leeds Arena and whatever. So for the album, we wanted to, because it's the eighth album, do eight gigs and do them in some sort of weirder places, like in some nice old theatres, and sort of mix it up a bit. So we're going to some random places. We're going to like Torquay, we're going to Margate, going to Stockton and Blackpool, and then we are going to London, so that's not quite so random, but we are playing in a roller disco in London, so that's slightly unusual. I don't really know how it's going to work, but we're going to find out when we get there.
But you've played some pretty cool events, like the closing ceremony of London Olympics, the Armed Forces Day in Salisbury Plain back in 2019. So what was it like to perform to the British troops?
It was, we've done Invictus Games a couple of times as well, actually, yeah. Yeah, it was good. That was a good day out. That it was a big family day out kind of thing, wasn't it? But we're lucky enough to do lots and lots of different things. So I do remember that one, and do remember it being a good like day out, really nice sunny day.
It's great to hear that you guys support the British troops. So have you got any messages for the troops?
I think they've got one of the most difficult jobs in the world. So I just like respect them very much and say thank you very much for, you know, all the efforts, and hopefully they're all doing all right. If they're overseas, hopefully they are get to come home soon and see all their families and everything. And just a big thank you, really.
It's been so much fun chatting to you on BFBS, the Forces Station, all about the Kaiser Chiefs, your new album, your latest single, and going out on tour.
Thank you very much for having us.